Good day. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, and here's your weekly insurance news wrap. As we wrap up the last week of January, Australians are being forced to reassess the value of life insurance due to escalating financial strains. The pressure is on, driven by rising living costs, surging inflation, and climbing interest rates. A recent survey by the Council of Australian Life Insurers reveals a grim picture, with close to 1 in 4 adults contemplating cancelling their policies if the financial climate deteriorates further. Almost 70% voice their concerns about the affordability of life insurance. Aging society, health challenges, and increasing premiums only add more layers to the dilemma. David Sarkis, CEO of iXtend, draws attention to other complexities, such as intergenerational wealth shifts and issues with accessibility of financial advice. However, through it all, he emphasizes, iXtend will remain committed to helping Australians make well-informed decisions on life insurance, considering its far-reaching impact on families and future generations. Meanwhile, businesses and community organizations aren't immune to the rising cost of insurance either. In response to the outcry, the Australian Capital Territory, ACT, has pioneered a thorough inquiry. Spearheaded by the Legislative Assembly's Standing Committee on Economics, Industry and Recreation, this inquiry aims to shed light on the soaring insurance costs compared to other regions. It is also set to address the effects of climate change on insurance and the intricacies of workers' compensation. Timus Werner-Gibbings, the committee chair, has the mandate of seeking recommendations for pressing industry improvements. Reports from the Canberra Business Chamber indicate that escalating premiums, especially in workers' compensation, are making ACT businesses unsustainable. The deadline for submissions is mid-March on the 14th. As we continue to navigate these challenging times, remember that you are not alone in this journey. Financial Services Online is here to assist you by providing information and services for both personal and business insurance. More details are available on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for tuning in with me, Paige Estrotori. Join us again next Friday for our next weekly insurance news wrap. Stay informed and make wise decisions.